With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Absentee ballots for registered South Dakota voters are going out today. South Dakotans have until October 19th to register. The Secretary of State says don't wait. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Before the primary election in the spring, all registered voters were sent an absentee ballot request form. That form asked voters what ballots they'd like to receive. Secretary of State Steve Barnett says voters can double-check which box they marked.
If they cannot recall which box they checked, they can call their county auditor to see if they already signed up for an absentee ballot, or they can go to our website, sdsos.gov, and click under on the voter information portal, and they'll be able to see if they are in the queue to receive an absentee ballot.
Barnett is encouraging voters to get their ballot request forms and ballots in early. He says he's confident in the Postal Service's ability to handle the increase of ballots in the mail. Once voters do vote, Barnett says they need to be prudent about signing the back of the manila envelope once their ballot is enclosed. He says they should be thorough when filling out an absentee ballot request.
Auditors are very good, especially if they receive that ballot with ample time. You know, if they receive it like beginning October, they can call that voter and say, hey, you forgot to sign the back, but can you come on down and sign it so this ballot will count. And again, just if they're filling out the application form itself, it just needs to be accompanied by a photo ID or notarized, and it requires a wet signature and a date as well. So just to make sure that they slow down and complete the entire form. And then when the ballot comes, to fill out the ballot and then sign the back of that manila envelope.
Barnett says a lot of county auditors in South Dakota have drop boxes where voters can drop off their ballots. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
State Department of Health officials report more than 100 positive COVID-19 cases among inmates and staff at the Peer Community Work Center. Only 3 individuals have recovered so far. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says the sharp increase of cases in Hughes County are attributed to the cluster of female inmates.
They are considered residents within the state of Hughes, given that's where their current test results arose. If we have individuals that are released, back to their home residence, then that would be reflected, later on throughout the investigation.
The minimum security prison first reported 1 confirmed COVID-19 case on March 23rd that led to inmates being put under observation as potential close contacts. Clayton and other health officials have deferred most questions regarding the cluster at the work center to the Department of Corrections. The DOC has not responded for comment. One of South Dakota's largest high schools has called off classes today and postponed activities because of an increase in COVID-19 cases. Peer High School Superintendent Kelly Gloat says there were an estimated 15 cases of the coronavirus among students, and 150 individuals have been asked to quarantine for 14 days. School officials sent an email alert to parents yesterday morning that said the rates of individuals who have tested positive for COVID-19 has greatly increased over the past few days. The school in South Dakota's capital city has about 850 students. The Oglala Sioux Tribal Council held an impeachment hearing of President Julian Bear Runner. A teenager accuses Bear Runner of sexual abuse and told his story in a public meeting earlier this week. SDPB's Richard Tubles reports.
In an emotional testimony to the Tribal Council, Richard Weston says he first met Julian Bear Runner in his office on a school field trip. Weston says he and Bear Runner kept in touch afterwards over the popular messaging app Snapchat. On February 10th of last year, Weston rode with Bear Runner from Porcupine to Pine Ridge when the first incident allegedly occurred. He was 17 at the time.
So on that early morning, Julian picked me up. And so I was in the truck with him. And as before we, after we passed, after we passed, okay. So we got by the Wounded Knee Lookout Point, and he pulled over and he looked at me and he smiled and he started rubbing my thigh and things kind of, right then and there I froze because I didn't know what to do because I was scared. I was scared. And then he unzipped my pants and proceeded to do oral sex on me.
Weston says the second incident happened June 17th. He called for help after a fight with his sister. Bear Runner picked him up as he was walking. He eventually drove Weston to Rapid City, where allegedly the two shared a hotel room bed. Weston said he was coerced into having intercourse. Bear Runner denies both allegations and opposes the process that the council held a hearing without any formal charges from law enforcement.
Which is why the complaint should have first gone through the judicial branch of the Oglala Sioux Tribe for the finding of fact. The tribal council cannot and has never heard criminal cases and haven't been yet adjudicated under the due process of law. I feel that I cannot properly defend myself in this case because unlike judicial proceedings where proper investigations can happen and law enforcement officials can investigate said accusations to effectively enforce the law.
Bear Runner has since filed a petition for a cease and desist order in the Oglala Sioux Tribal Court for defamation of character. President Bear Runner has not been charged for these allegations, and it's unclear if there are any criminal investigations. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Richard Tubels in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.